Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks so much for listening.
Look, today is going to be a great day. One of my favorite comedians is here. Let me thank you ahead of time for spreading the word. She's performed on Gotham Comedy Live, Fox's Laughs. She's a writer on BET's 50 Central. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayanna Dookie.
Loud applause breaks. Hello, everybody.
What if you did that? Like on shows, you just go, hold on, guys, hold on. Okay, hello.
Hey, yes, I'm going to start doing that. Loud applause breaks. Woo!
Ayanna, you may recall she's been on here before. She talked about finding out her boyfriend cheated on her because he was in the news for murdering the other woman.
I love that that's my introduction. Mm-hmm. Yes. I need to do bigger shit in life.
She's also a vegetarian.
Yeah. I'm winning. These credits are sounding worse and worse as you guys keep
She
talking.
Has lupus.
I do. See, these are just... We're just starting to list facts right now. She has brown hair. Give it up for the brown hair girl.
Does vegetarian have anything to do with lupus?
No, I was a vegetarian before. I never liked meat growing up. It's weird. Whenever people ask me, they're just like, how do you do that? I'm just like, I literally never liked meat growing up. My mom would force me to eat it. And once I got out of her house, I was just like, I'm never going to do that again. So then I was pescatarian, then I went vegetarian, then I went vegan. Because my ex-boyfriend, not the last one, the one before that, we will not talk about the last one. He wanted to go vegan, so he went vegan, but I was finding myself in Trader Joe's sneaking cheese samples, so that's it. It was just bad. Like, I didn't want to be vegan, but he wanted to be vegan and, you know, love and shit, so I would be, and we lived so close together that I was like, I hope he doesn't see me sneaking cheese.
It's so funny. In every relationship, there's something to lie about, you know? It's just, in the last relationship, I could eat cheese freely. In this one, I better hide.
I know. He was one of those judgy vegans.
That's how you get people to not be vegan.
Exactly. Yeah. I hate those vegans that he'd be like, you know, cheese and data, and they start quoting facts. And I'm just like, this shit tastes good though.
Right. And I'm doing pretty well otherwise.
Yeah. If I'm having a cube of cheese once a week, I'm fucking winning in life.
Yeah. Now you say about the last ex, but if you don't mind me bringing up a little bit, because I saw this post, Ayanna, on Facebook.
I should have known it. Y'all would be weird.
Well, this is so funny. She's like, I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, yeah, you do. So right. On Facebook, you talked about it real loud.
I'm so petty. I am beyond petty. Let me tell you, when I hate people, I hate them all the way. Like, it's not even like, I don't do anything little bit.
Right.
It's just like, once you cry, I will be loving and I'll ride or die for you. But the moment you cross that line and I feel that you are just... taking advantage, I'm just like, fuck you, and I'll tell the world.
I do feel like you do wait until a point, you know, and then it's like, and I don't know, I could see, tell me if I'm wrong, I could see you going, you're reaching the point.
Yeah.
And that whoever is on the other end of it needs to stop.
Yes.
But you can either take your intensity one way or another, and this guy decided the other.
When we say, you know, if you push Ayanna to a point, it does. The point doesn't surprise you. There's a lot of steps on there. When Ayanna's on Hemda's What's My Name, talking about the cheaters and mention a guy that would shove her face into a mirror saying you're nothing, that wasn't the end necessarily. So you know, if you're on blast, so to speak, you've earned it.
Yes.
He smashed her head into the mirror and she goes, that's one.
Right.
Yes, literally. That was number one.
Three strikes and you're out. I'm a fat pig. More. Three strikes and you're out.
Two more to go. Yeah. So I'm glad you guys prefaced everything with that, because it sounds like because I didn't talk a lot about everything. To me, if you're in a relationship, the world does not need to know if y'all are going through it. Because in the event you guys get over that hurdle, then you don't want the world to be like, right. You want it to be smooth over and everything's good.
So except that place could be so secretive that you are drowning even further. So you got to tell someone. You don't have to tell Facebook, but you got to tell someone.
And I told a couple of people that were not comics. What made it tricky is that he was a comic. So it's like the people that I might rely on, I couldn't, because it was a conflict of interest. So I had to go to the reserves of the regular people.
Because nobody, I don't know if the comedy community is specific, nobody wants to make waves, period. No, you know, it's like, no, that's a fellow guy that comes on stage with me. Yeah. I don't want to. So Ayanna writes on August 31st, not too long ago, and is clear. Petty post disguises motivational message.
I told y'all what it was.
On January 20th, I made the decision to not continue in the worst relationship I have ever been in.
That even includes a guy who murdered somebody.
Wow.
Yeah, he trumped that.
In true Scorpio form, mm-hmm. I just mentally told that.
What month is Scorpio?
It's November. November. It's coming up. Hmm. Told that nigga to kick rocks.
Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh. I told that gentleman to kick rocks and never returned any calls to. By the way, gentleman is sarcastic.
Gentleman is spelled, it's spelled with an A at the end in this line.
Yeah, I-G-G-A, gentleman.
And never returned any
gentleman.
Gentliga.
I didn't return his calls, texts, or emails. Immediately following, my life got dope. Minus a few months I spent on Tinder. Is Tinder a to-do?
Tinder, I met my boyfriend on Bumble. Well, the boyfriend I have now.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tinder, I went on Tinder to find some dick because right. it was a shortage. Because, you know, before you break up with somebody, y'all already broke up before mm-hmm. you broke up. So by the time we broke up, I was like, I need...
Oh, yeah.
Some penis.
Yeah, because by the time you break up, you stopped having sex a while ago. You're not having sex through fights like that. Like,
exactly.
Cute fights you're having sex through. Or like your first couple. But once you get like a certain level of anger, you don't let it out in sex. You let it out in sex with other people, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now on Tinder, do you make it a dinner date or just like, I'm here for cake?
So the one, I think I had sex with two guys from Tinder. The first one. First of all, a lot of guys on Tinder, they're all about being pen pals. Like, they don't want to message you. But, like, to meet up, it's, like, this big ordeal. So, there's one guy we...
I don't know.
And all of my girls say the same thing. I have no clue of any guy. I wish we'd have brought somebody to ask. I have no clue. But this guy, me and him, we moved from the app to actual texting. And one night, I texted him. I was like, yo, can we hurry up and meet? So, I'm going to decide if I'm going to fuck you or not. And he was just like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, see, squeaky mm-hmm. wheel.
How long does it take to slide up into those texts?
It depends. Some people I slid right into like the first night. I was like, you don't sound crazy.
Right.
So let's do this. And then some people just never made it. I'm me. So I wasn't waiting for guys to be like, oh, we should exchange. I mean, some guys would do that. But most of the time, if I felt the conversation was going well, I'd be like, yo, here's my cell. Just text me.
Now, would you be that blatant like, hey, I'm looking to fuck you? Like, can we just do that soon?
Once I know that that's not going to scare the person off, I will. Because I feel like guys are scarier than girls. Like, they scare easier.
They scare easier.
Yeah. Because it's like, I have to also establish that I'm not crazy, you know. So once I establish that, then I'm just like, hey. And then sometimes I'll explain, I'm like, hey, I just got out of a relationship. I'm really just looking to hook up. And most people are like, okay, that makes sense.
I see.
Honesty always works.
Wait a minute. So if you're a girl who isn't in a bad place mm-hmm. and looking to hook up, they're scared of you because like, who's this hookup girl?
Yeah. Why are you so aggressive? Do you have something?
That's so stupid.
What are you trying to do?
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to have sex. That's why I'm on Tinder.
But how hard is it? I've never done any of these apps. How hard it must be? Because I misunderstand texts and vice versa with people I know. Mm-hmm. A total stranger, you know, they didn't know what line to say. Oh, you know, or, you know, you could take it anyway. Right. It's really the flip of a coin, it almost seems like.
Yeah.
How do you know who's not crazy? Like the guy that you met after you said, okay.
I
would love, you know... You guys should check out keithandthegirl.com/calendar because you're going to catch these lives and you're going to catch that well came with the most beautiful eye roll I have ever seen in my life. It was like, this eye roll is very specially tailor-made for this well.
I woke up. He was laying on top of all my panties.
The first guy I had sex with, one of two. The first time we were supposed to go, something happened the first time. He didn't stand me up, but we didn't make it out. And it was not my fault. So then he was like, I'm so sorry, this, that, and the other. And he said he invited me to like the South African restaurant, which I thought was really cool because it was something different. It wasn't like, meet me at, I don't know.
Romano's.
Exactly. Even though New York doesn't really have chain restaurants.
Did he know you were half black at the time?
He did. That was a conversation we had. And most times people talk to me on the phone. They're just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can tell a lot of N-words.
I'm free with it. Very free with it.
Also, like, not a lot of white girls named Ayana.
It's actually an African or an Indian name. I decided to Google my name one day because, you know.
And it can go either way, however you want to play it.
It can.
Okay. And so for this time, you make it African.
I guess so.
And you go out eating?
I'm accustomed to dating black guys, so it's not something I think about. Whereas my boyfriend now, he's Indian, and that makes me feel like I'm in an interracial relationship, even though I'm half Indian. It's so weird because I'm so accustomed to dating black guys. But this guy, I met him at the restaurant, and he was waiting for me outside of the restaurant. It was weird because like my Uber's pulling up. I'm just like, I'm starting to get nervous because, you know, I plan on having sex with him if all goes well. And that was the discussion we had. We were like, we're going to go out to eat. And if all goes well and both of us have good vibes, then we're going to have sex. Like, literally, we spelled it out like that. It wasn't like, we're being cute.
Right. You just say ahead of time, we're doing appetizers. Don't eat too much.
Well, we had all three courses. We had appetizers, drinks, the whole thing.
Do you get a little nervous? I'm going to be bloated. I'm going to be like, just because it's a lot of exercise to do right now.
It
after.
Is. But I'm just like, I mean, you always want to look good. But on the same side, I'm just like, I'm just trying to fuck.
Well, I'm talking about cramping. I'm talking about like, you know, I'm so full that like the movements will be different. Is it just me doing this in restaurants?
I was thinking about that.
Jesus.
The food was too spicy though, so I didn't eat a lot of it. And then he also was just like, let's, he's like, oh, I want dessert. Let's split dessert. So check this line out. He goes, after we finished eating dessert, he goes, so what do you want to do? And I said, well, what would you like to do?
Oh.
And he looks
at me. Who wants to fuck?
He goes, I'd like to make you come.
Oh.
Touchdown.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to run to the bathroom. When I went to the bathroom and I peed, I realized that I had already came.
Really?
Because when you pee, like, there's a stream of water that comes out. And I finished peeing, and then there was this long, like, just strand. And I was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's vaginal juices. Is this too much for the podcast? I don't know.
Looking back, call the police. Looking back, do you realize, did you feel a sensation?
Well, yeah, I got excited when he said, I said, well, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to make you come. And I was like, hi.
That's funny, because looking back, I never go, you know what? I got excited.
I was so excited. I didn't even need him to be good. I was just like, ready there.
But you know, I understand that women can go more than once by what I read. Yeah. And you go back and you say, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So we got an Uber.
That's nice. Yeah. I understand riding the train after. and that is a thing. But I forget that riding the train is like, okay, we're on a date now, we ride the train to someone's house. And that is usually at least a 40-minute thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I would want to avoid. I'm not riding the train back with you. And I'm not single, so I could be saying this all I want because I know I would deal with it. But that's awkward because to me, the train is an in-between and I don't know what to talk to you about in between.
Yeah, because you've already established that this is what we're going to do. So it's like,
now 40 minutes later.
Yeah, how do you jump back to small talk and be like, so what's your mom's name? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you think we'll start?
So play number one, you're going to touch my boob. I don't. But it was like, even just to be in an Uber, it was like still, because I got an Uber and like in my mind, I was like, this is about to happen. And we're getting closer to my place. And we're still talking.
How is it? Yeah. Are you chatting? Do you have a hand on a lap or maybe, you know, are you starting to get a little physical?
We'd already hugged. And when we were sitting in the restaurant, like we had great chemistry. And I think because I genuinely think being a comic, when I go on dates, I'm so accustomed to being nervous that I'm not nervous. Like it's like I live in that space already. So it's like, I'm nervous, but I still know how to respond. And
you know how to navigate.
Exactly. Yeah. And be a normal person. So we're talking, matter of fact, the Uber driver's joking with us. I mean, I'm sure he didn't realize we just met and we're about to fuck, but we weren't giving off like those kind of vibes. But we get to my place and he's like, do you have any condoms? And I just got out of a serious relationship. So I'm like, I didn't think this far.
Okay. Mm-mm. I don't. You're meeting to have sex and then you get to the house. You're outside for a while. Uh-huh. You guys both wait until you get inside to go, which one of us has the condom?
Well, no, we got to the, cause there's a, you have to go through a gate. I don't live in a projects, but you have to go through a gate to get to my,
I like the clarity. Yeah.
So when we got to the gate, he's like, do you have condoms? I was like, no. So he's like, all right, I'll go get them. So I was like, all right. So I ran in there and, you know, I did whatever, you know,
let your armpits breathe.
Exactly. And I lit a candle and all that other shit to make it look like, oh, I'm here.
You're going through stuff and finding candles?
Well, I always have candles.
Oh, it's your place. It's okay.
Yeah. Cause he was like, let's go back to my place. And I was like, nah, I need to be in my space.
Right. Oh, in the projects, right?
Yeah. That's racist. I'm joking. I don't know why I felt the need to be like, there's a gate. I don't live in the projects. I don't. But anyway, he buzzed and he's like, I'm downstairs. So I was like, all right. So I came downstairs and I got him. He walked upstairs and we got in the elevator and I was like, dude, I am so fucking nervous. And he's like, why didn't you drink more at the restaurant? His response. And I was like, he's like, why do you think I was drinking? I was like, you nervous too? He's like, I got some Hennessy. I was like, did you bring it up for two? He's like, no, why didn't you tell me you needed liquor? I was like, because I didn't know I needed liquor. We were genuinely having the most realest conversation about us about to fuck. So we get back to my place.
Did you kiss yet at all?
No. Okay. No, we're just on the elevator. And I mean, because I couldn't even figure out how to navigate those nerves. This is why I was like, I'm just nervous. I'm just going to be honest. It's kind of like being on stage and your mom and be like, this is not going well, guys. Right. You just let them know.
Love it.
Yes,
love
it. We get in and he's just like, you planned on having me back. And I was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, I did. Because my apartment was like clean, but it wasn't like, oh, lived in clean. It was like, right. I'm showing this apartment off because I'm selling it someday. So he comes in. So I live in a studio. So he sits
on. So he comes in, he's in.
You're uh-huh. in my home. You're in my bedroom, living room, everything. So
it's kind of nice that you didn't buy the condoms so that you can have that moment of Oof. Yeah, it's funny that you went downstairs in the elevator to pick him up.
Well, my buzzer doesn't work. Oh, okay. I don't live in the projects. It has not worked since I moved in.
Okay? I'm seeing clues. So he looks around by turning 360. He likes shit. Your place.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. So I did my, I don't want your street clothes on my bed. Cause you don't, I don't know where you've been sitting in New York City. It's a nasty ass city. So he got down like to his boxers and his undershirt. And he's like, I think it's the latest clothes on. I hope my boyfriend does not listen to this. Cause this is exactly how it went down with me. Into. I have no moves. It's the same move with every guy. I just...
Just take off your street. I will not have the subway in my
bed. I'm not. You need to take your shoes off before you walk into my apartment. It's nasty. So
you take off your outer clothes. You present yourself.
Well, I'm not naked. I have on like pajamas because I had time to change into pajama pants and a t-shirt. And
oh, what a turn on. I come back to your place and you're in pajamas.
Yeah.
Delish.
You know what? The clothes are going to come off anyway.
Okay.
It is an interesting choice.
I know. Well, I'm not. I have to walk downstairs. The buzzer doesn't work to let him in. I'm not going to come down and lingerie and everybody sees me.
That would be attractive. You're
goodness.
Already in your jammies.
In the projects.
Don't live in the projects. So.
That's going to be today's poll. Does Ayana live in the projects? Seriously,
don't
now.
Live in the projects. So he's laying in bed. So I turn on. He's like, turn something on. So he turns something on, and because it's just
turn on the TV.
Yeah, because you have to pretend like you're not gonna fuck. You don't just be like, hey, dick.
So even when you're clear, you have to pretend.
Yes.
Wow, dating is hard.
It's very hard.
People are lying.
It's exhausting.
We know we're gonna fuck, but let's pretend we're watching Big Bang Theory.
What do you put on?
I don't even remember what I put on. No, you know what I put on? Chewing gum. Have you seen? And I'd never seen it before, but my girlfriend was talking about how great of a show it was.
Not now, a sexy show.
I know. So he puts it on and both of us start giggling. And he looks at me like, yo, what the fuck do you got me watching? That's what he says to me. He's black. And we're watching it and we're giggling. So like, we're not. And
it's a funny show.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So he's like, you need to put something else on because it's not being sexy anymore. It's like, we're literally. So he's trying to put something on. And mind you, right?
Wait, let's go around. What would you put on?
Yes.
TV is getting put on.
Music, idiots.
I thought so too. But like, let's say TV is on.
Let's say it is. Let's say you had to have TVs on.
If you put music on, it seems so forced. You come in, there's fucking Luther Vandross playing and goddamn candles.
Right.
I'm on my jammies.
Let's say your house is being fumigated and you can only fucking CBS studios. What would you turn on? I'd turn on music. Still.
What would you put on?
I would go for music. I don't. Wow. TV.
Home
Shark
shopping
Tank is a good one.
Shark, no.
Anything where people's lives are on the line, I would turn on. Or Snapped.
The only thing that comes to mind is Bitchin' Apartment 23.
I'd put on something that had derogatory terms for women, and then we'd start fucking.
I don't know what a good fucking show is, okay?
There isn't a good fucking... It's porn. I'd put on porn.
I don't know where to find porn. I have a Roku.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to find porn. I just wouldn't know. I did that once in a hotel because, like, I... got these two guys up there somehow. And I was just like, yeah, we'll just rent a porn. It's just, we're here.
That's what we're about to do. It's kind of like watching.
Oh, except it wouldn't go through. So I had to get one of them to go downstairs and talk to like the front desk.
Which did they do like rocks, paper, scissors to decide who went down?
I didn't give a fuck. I was like, dude, somebody. Or don't. I don't care if this happens or doesn't. Jeez. This is on you. So I'm in. This is what we have to do.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, literally, or go fuck yourself.
Literally.
Did you guys have sex? I picture you
it
just...
It was great. It was so much fun.
So you're so happy that you elected somebody. Yeah.
And then how much was the porn?
Oh, good question. I was on tour and these were dancers from the people like either... Oh, I think... Who's dancing? Crystal Waters is dancer.
Shut up.
No, those guys were gay. It was different dancers. Oh, from another... I forget her name. But anyway, so I don't know if I paid for it. I think it was just on my bill.
All right.
Because I wasn't paying for the hotel room.
Oh.
Because I was...
And then do you guys...
Tour. We opened for... Yeah.
And then do you keep seeing them because you're going on tour?
No, because these were one-off. So we opened or somebody else opened...
Yeah, they opened.
Yeah, for like in different towns. Sometimes we didn't have it. It was club dates. It was very like you're going to like the Palladium of California or... It was dance music.
How did y'all like initiate the...
I did.
So you're just like, hey.
I was just, you know.
Hey. Understood.
I was like, hey, we have some time before the show. You know, why don't you guys like, this is the preliminary how I'm going to get it done. I was like, oh, why don't you come by? And it was, this is, okay. This is my game.
No, I'm hearing your game right now.
This is because it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Hold on.
You have to get paper towel out.
I just because I'm laughing. I'm about to laugh at myself so hard. Okay, so my, I was getting dressed in like my outfit. I had beautiful bra and panties that were matching and whatever, and they were nice. And so I was
Hold on. No pajamas.
No pajamas.
I knew that was coming. You ain't shit.
No pajamas. The second time. And so I was like, let me just. Lay down some groundwork. You know, I know we all have to do this show later, but we have some time. I was like, why don't you guys come over? Let's just hang out. They come over, but I'm like, here's the thing. I'm like, oh, I'll just leave the door open. Just come in when you come in. And I'm like, I'm going to be like half naked when they walk in. Oopsie doodle. Let's start this, you know, mm-hmm. Let's lay the groundwork. But it took them so long to come. And I'm like, well, I'm just sitting here in my bra and undies, just like waiting to be like, oh, shit, did you guys already come? And I'm like, fuck, this isn't going to work. Now I'm just going to look stupid because it's like, how long did it take you to get ready? So now I'm in the bathroom, but I leave the door kind of cracked. And it did work because I know that one of them was like, oh my God, she's getting that. You know, and so I know that people are so stupid. And so they're like, how you're still getting dressed? Sorry, we didn't know. It took a while. And I'm like, yeah. You saw what you needed to see. Everything checks out. I'll see you after the show. So after the show, I was like, hey, who? And I don't drink, so I can't say nightcap.
Wait a minute. Wait, we'll slow down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Also, I was not attracted to both of them, but I was attracted. I was not attracted to either of them, but I was attracted to this idea that both of them would be like back. Like, they were attractive enough if two of
as
them.
As a group?
Yes.
That's not how math works, though.
It had to.
If there's more ugly.
They weren't ugly. I just wasn't, like, drawn to... I thought they were, like, goobers and, like, goofy little, like, non... I didn't like the way they danced that much, and that's not a thing.
What did you like about them?
There was two of them.
That they were there, Ayana.
There was two of them. There was a hotel room. And I'm horny. And they weren't bad looking. I just wasn't like, oh my God, I need to have this. So just like, let's make this happen. It could work for everybody.
So you invite two people over. You're in your bra and panties. And you said things checked out. I'll see you later.
Well, I knew that.
You already saw them.
They saw me half naked. So now that's on their brain.
Oh, no, you're but playing it slow.
We have to do a show. I can't just like
fuck
people right now.
Right, there's it's no time.
Gonna,
right.
I think a threesome takes longer than a quickie. I don't know the going rate of a threesome.
It did. It took a lot. It was
a process.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're like, okay, gentlemen, now I know what you want. Leave.
Oh, no, we had some goobery conversation where they're like, we're talking about, because we both had choreographed dances in our piece, so we're talking about choreography and whatever.
While you're half naked.
Oh, no, I got dressed. I just needed them to see some of that while I got dressed. Keith,
did you
don't understand.
While you were getting dressed?
No, I didn't. But what was funny is I was like, oh, show me some of your choreography. And they're like, no, that's embarrassing. And I was like, just fucking do it. And they did. And I was like, why are you doing this?
You are the worst.
I was such an asshole. And then, because they said, we'll only do it if you do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll still do it. I never did it. I'm like, we're in a hotel room. I'll see you later on the like, fucking I'm gonna fuck you stage. Anyway. I don't give a shit about this. After the show, they came back. I'm just like, wouldn't it be funny if we saw some porn? And they're like, yeah, hilarious. We'll be right over. The porn wasn't working. And I was like, I don't know. I called downstairs. They said we have to go there, something like that. One of them volunteered to go. And then we were watching porn for like 5 seconds and that worked.
Like who touched who? Like I don't, like how does that?
The dancer doesn't make a move on him until his friend is back.
That's true. It's true. And actually that guy was like really nervous. And,
oh, that's a good friend.
Yeah. And one of them, it's true. They were really nice to each other. I can tell that they like talked about it before. And one of them was more into it. And the other one was like,
it's a package deal.
Yeah. The other one was like, I'll come because I know that like, that'll help make this happen. And he was like, everyone was a very good sport. It was lovely.
Is everybody great. Fucking at the same time?
No, I only like full on penetration. One of them, the other one just like had a good time in my downstairs parts. He hit me out for a while. Kissed one. The one kissed my vagina. The other kissed my face.
Hey, this is the sexy story, Ayana. Somebody touched my... And that is what happened.
I honestly, it's I don't so know how to tell the story to you without like, I don't want to be sexy about it. I don't find it sexy in my head anymore. Like, I just think this is some goofy thing I did, but it was a lot of fun at the time. It was really fun. So yeah, so the guy that was like there for his friend... He was there for me too. So he ate me out the other friend. One and while I was making out with one of them.
Wait. So the one who didn't really want to do it, he ate you out instead of penetrating?
I know. It's really nice.
I feel like the penetration is a lot easier than the eating out.
I think what happened was they had a discussion where only one of their dicks would be out and like, we don't want to make it. You know, I think it was one of those. Like they just wanted one of, they didn't want to touch swords sort of probably, okay. You know, I got that kind of thing. So they wanted to sort of keep clear of each other. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they did. And it was still, and one of them left like after a while and then we continued and it like, it actually changed the vibe and it changed the way things were happening. And that was fun too, but a different kind of fun.
So where did he go? Kind of, he just rolled out like I'm out?
Yeah.
He actually choreographed out.
It was the moonwalk.
7-8. And he was gone.
Anyway, know. It was a fun time. So, was music on? No, but porn was on. Huh. What were you watching?
Oh, after chewing gum, I don't remember what we put on. But then he leaned over and kissed me, and then I like attacked him, and he's like, "Oh, we have time."
What?
Yeah.
Why is this guy such a weirdo?
I don't know. He was a weirdo. So after we had sex and everything, and then we were talking and chatting. And he was supposed to show up to my show and he didn't.
He was supposed to what?
He was supposed to show up. He said he wanted to see me perform. Okay. I didn't volunteer that. But he's like, I want to see you perform. So I told him where I was going to be. He showed up at the wrong place. And I was like, what's wrong with you? And
this is
like,
after?
This is after the fact. Like he still wanted to like be in my life or like he was pretending like he wanted to be in my life. And I was like, I'm just looking for sex. But that's fine. We can still be friends.
Right. Whatever that means, right? I'm exactly. Not going to help you move.
At all. Right. Don't call me for that shit. But he like kind of would be pulling these disappearing acts. Like one night he was like, oh, I'm gonna come over. And he just never showed up.
Ugh.
So that kind of shit. And I'm good, right? So I don't live in a product, so I'm good at sex. Right. I don't want your
to misunderstand, right?
Any of this. So so I Google him one day because I'm at work and I'm just like, I'm just gonna Google him. Come to find out.
No.
Yes. He had, why am I all of a sudden choking? He was arrested for gun trafficking.
Where do you pick these?
I don't know. But like, I started to cry at my desk because I was just so frustrated with myself. I was like, I can't even fuck properly. Like, I can't even just find. So he was arrested for gun trafficking. And then he had an alias that he was going by when he was back in New York because they didn't, I don't know, if, what is it? The police needed to find him to discuss a murder.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. So... Yeah, so my girlfriend found it because she's great with all this guy. I'm like, what's wrong with my pussy? Yeah, so I was just going through it.
Did you internalize that?
For a second, and then I was just like, this is just my life. And I just kind of, I laughed about it and whatever. But then he called me probably about 2 weeks ago. Like, he actually texted me and he was like, I was like, who's this? Because my phone got wiped at Apple, so I couldn't even see my old text messages. I never saved him. It is the worst. Because some people, I don't save you until I feel that you need to be in my life for a permanent time.
Right.
So I'm like, who's this? And he's like, it's your man. And I was like, no, it's not, because his name is saved.
That's how I know.
Yeah, it's not you. So kind of find out, he saw me because I was writing for 50 Central and we had a studio audience taping. He was in a studio audience and he was like, do you write for 50 Central? And I was like, I do. And he's like, oh, I knew that was you that I saw. I was there. And I was like, okay. And then he was just like, we should hang out sometime. I was like, no. And
was the sex okay, or he was just too
weird? It was good. I don't remember it being, I remember being, it's kind of like, you ever been so hungry and then you ate, you're like, that was so good. But if you eat it again, it was probably just like, whatever.
Right.
Oh, perfect.
Analogy.
Yes, perfect analogy.
I was hungry.
We're talking about eating fish, or?
What?
I was just trying, to catch the analogy. I don't know all this slang.
Keith, you ain't shit. Please.
Thank okay. you.
I'm going to look that up, and I don't think I'm going to be pleased. So back to this post where Ayanna dumps this gentleman.
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
There's a lot to eat here.
Okay.
On January 20th, I made the decision to not continue in the worst relationship I've ever been in. In true Scorpio form, I just mentally told that
nigga
to kick rocks and never returned any calls, texts, or emails. Immediately following, my life got dope. I got to work on two shows, did stand up on another one. 50 Cent is now my side chick, the show you're referring to. Mm-hmm. I gained about 15 pounds of too busy and tired to exercise, but fuck it, I'm winning weight.
Yep.
Quit my engineering job, met someone else. My lupus didn't act up, not one time. Well, not horribly. That can get bad, right? Is it bad for you, or just people I've seen have it?
It's horrible because it affects my lungs, so I can't do shit.
People, they have trouble walking, all that, right?
Arthritis and all kinds of shit.
And what does it do? It makes sure that any time sickness comes in, you can't defend against it?
Well, your immune system is overactive. So like, if you guys got sick, your immune system would come in, do its thing, and then turn it back off and, you know, fall back.
Yours is too excited.
Mine is like, turn up for what? Like, it's just always on. Then it just starts attacking my body.
Wait, so because it always sounded like similar to HIV AIDS, which
it's like,
but it's the opposite.
I don't really like comparing it to that.
No, I know. Well, I mean, at this point, everyone lives with everything the same,
exactly.
Right? So with HIV, you lose your immune system.
Exactly.
So here you have so much of it.
It turns up.
It's bored and is like, how about this?
Yeah. So I was on immune suppressants for a while too. Bring it down.
And I've just been living my best life. Today is the last day of this rating gig, and I'm ecstatic that I had this experience. If I've not listened to my friends, a couple shout outs, I would be blocking my blessings and being mad miserable. In closing, I like that. I like a post that lets me know we're getting to the end.
It's a long ass post.
In closing, don't be afraid to let go of any raggedy shit in your life.
That's the motivational part.
They're going to teach this in colleges. Get rid of any raggedy shit in your life, ladies and gentlemen. And kick
this is her TED Talk.
You tell that raggedy shit to kick rocks.
Beep.
And then check your privilege if you can use the N-word.
Some privilege.
I don't know what my next opportunity is, but for the first time in a while, I'm not just Facebook happy. I'm legit real life happy. Okay. Bye. Bad people ain't shit, is implied. Edit. Y'all about to see me drop all this weight since I don't have to wake up early.
I had to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the return of the hashtag flat stomach big titty crew.
I have to let y'all know.
If I'm not out of line, I see a flat stomach and I see big fat tits. Good for you. Nice skinny stomach and big balloons.
I need to have you read all my statuses. That is going to be my album. Just Keith reads my posts on Facebook. Any questions?
It sounds like you're in a happy place.
That was the motivational part. Did you catch the motivational part?
Yeah, it's...
Did you get what you needed? It's
be born with the potential to have nice big knockers and try to work with 50 Cent.
I do want to point out that I received several messages from young women who said that they were in bad relationships and they felt that my post was like... Right. A sign that they need to leave.
Do they know deep down they just need one more person to push them over the edge? Like, go, hey, wake up.
Yeah. I was trying to be that person. Because I'm not even trying to be funny, but people did reach out and they were just like, that is so cool to hear that something, once you got out of something bad, like, there was greatness on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a big deal.
How did these guys, what do they do to, like, control you? Right? That's like what it is.
Gaslighting to the fullest. Oh, my gosh. Like, first of all, and I don't know, somebody's going to sue me for slander. Is that a thing? Well, I have proof. He's an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And
he said, you're the one drinking. This guy's good.
I wish that was the only thing. But no, he's an alcoholic and he was jealous and there was a lot of insecurity. A lot of times he would try to, anytime anything positive would happen with me in comedy, he would either like say, oh, it's because you're a woman or just some other reason other than me being talented or working hard.
It's also, to me, like you mentioned jealousy and it's so hard to combat. I think jealousy is a big one in the gaslighting and a big one in abusive relationships because you can really have control over someone in jealousy because it's hard to argue jealousy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's talking to you. I know you weren't talking specifically about this, but oh, he's talking to you and I feel jealous. And it's like, you just want to make that person feel so comforted that you sort of are like, oh, let me not talk to this person.
Yeah.
You know, or let me adjust the way that I talk to this person. And then you start controlling yourself. Mm-hmm. So you don't think somebody else is controlling you. You justify it. You're like, well, like I can justify it working with you. I'm just like, I do work with my ex. You know, so somebody can get jealous of that. Mm-hmm. I have to monitor that. Or I can go, I work with my ex. You're going to have to deal with that.
Yep.
But navigating around that, you can easily get into abusive situations. Well,
there were comics specifically. So there was one comic I remember when me and the ex first started dating. There was another comic. And he approached me while the ex was standing here. But no one knew we were together yet. Because, you know, that's usually how it works in the community. And the guy comes up to me, he's just like, you're really pretty. And I was like, thanks. And he's like, no, you're like really pretty. Like, I'd want to look at you every day. And it's funny how I remember the exact words because that was when shit got really ugly. And I said, oh, I said, I'm really flattered, but this guy over here probably wouldn't like that. Mm-hmm. And I said it real lighthearted. And he goes, my bad, I didn't know, man. Da da da, dap up, you know. Cool, and you're no thinking, disrespect.
You're thinking you killed it.
Yeah,
you nailed it. You didn't make him feel bad. You didn't make him feel bad. Everyone's okay. Yeah, I killed it. Meanwhile, it's all happening to you. You, as soon as I imagine, you, as soon as this guy said you're pretty, you're like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Well, no, because this is when we first started dating. Oh, okay. So I didn't even know what was happening. So I just thought he was a normal person at that point. So I killed it. And everybody's cool. And he's like, you know, the dude who approached me is apologizing to my boyfriend. I think everything's squashed. We're at the creek, matter of fact. So we're in the back of the creek at that open mic room. I'm at the bar later on. So me and the guy who approached me, we're like back to back, but he's talking to people on one side. I'm talking to people on the other side. We're at a bar. So what do people do at bars? They laugh and they drink and they have a good time. The boyfriend saw people laughing and drinking and me back to back with him and automatically assumed that me and him were like plotting some. Huh. And for the extent 2 years, he did not want me talking to that guy. He was like, I don't like that guy. He accused me of having something going on with the guy. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And mind you, this comic now has a girlfriend. Like
Nobody's thinking about you.
No one's thinking about me. And I was just like, and it just happened so many times. Another friend, a mutual friend of ours who was in DC with us. All three of us were good friends. As soon as we started dating, he didn't like how close me and Courtney were. So he didn't want me talking to Courtney. Oh, I don't like the Courtney's texting you. I don't like the Courtney's IMing you. I don't like the Courtney's doing this. I'm like, it's Courtney. You know Courtney. And he's just like, I'm not. So then he's not friends with Courtney anymore. I mean, just like if I could go through the list of people that he just completely blocked out, that I would have to like literally check his emotions. And I remember I got on stage, I was hosting. He said I was being too friendly with people. So stuff like that. Like he's like, you're flirting with people. I was like, I'm hosting. Even if I was a man, when you host, you're still engaging with the crowd.
And that's really tough because you can easily think that you're flirting. Yeah. And you could easily start feeling like, am I using this to get a career? Am I crossing boundaries without recognizing it? So you start scaling back your own personality because I am friendly and people do misunderstand that. And so I could see why you're thinking I'm flirting, but it's like, check the vibe.
That's who I am. And my point was, he knew me back in DC. So I was like, you've known me for at least a decade and you've seen me in comedy. So I don't know. And that was always be my question. I don't know why you thought that once you started dating me, that I would be somebody different. I'm me. If I'm with you, I'm with you. Like, now,
is it just his insecurity, or when you use the word gaslight, is he doing things trying to make you feel like you're the crazy one?
I remember another time we had the creek, he got drunk and then he just went from, hey, having a good time, to angry. It was like, we need to leave right now. And we left. And then he accused me again of talking to that comic who wasn't even at the party. And like the whole night he threatened to leave. And I'm like, it's early in our relationship. I was like, no, don't leave. And, you know, I'm all trying to make it work. He was just drunk. He woke up. He peed in my bed that night. He woke up. And, you know, he was constantly accusing me of cheating on him. He was constantly accusing me of going behind his back and doing stuff. And honestly, I have nothing to lose. I mean, if I cheated on him, if I say it now, right, it doesn't really change it. But I never cheated on him one time. And even my friends started noticing. They're just like, you stop talking to people.
But that's also a fact, you know. Not to go into semantics, but when I hear gaslight, it's from a 1944 movie, black and white. I hardly ever get into old movies, but I did love this one. And the man is making her feel that she's insane, where she would go... He would go to a secret place in his basement, start doing these little scams, and he would turn on for light. They use these lanterns. And so he's putting the gas on his light, and she starts realizing that's taking gas away from lights in other places in the house. And that's a big way that he catches them. But what I'm hearing is that it's just...
He was upfront about it.
He's upfront as opposed to making you feel like you're the one who pissed the bed, for example.
Yes. The thing because I read up a lot on gaslighting. And the thing about that is, the more you try to explain it, the more you start sounding like you're making up stuff, or you're not seeing things. Because even as I'm speaking now, I'm like, was he that bad? And I'm like, no, he was a horrible person, Ayanna. Like, there was no way around it. The amount of times where he would accuse me. I remember I came in late one night from, it was a Comedy Central something or the other. And I came in. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was just however long. And you know how the trains are in New York. Uh-huh. All right. And I was out. And that was one of the benefits of dating a comic, is you don't have to explain yourself when you're doing certain things, like being out late at night.
Sure.
And I came in and I'm in a studio and he's in my bed already, and I'm getting in bed and I'm trying not to wake him up. And he goes, well, I hope you know all the Comedy Central executives after you've been out so late. And I was like, wait, but we're in my apartment. Hold the fuck up. Just things like that. And I was like, why would you say that? And he's just like, no respectable woman should be out that late. I was like, you're a comic.
He doesn't respect the women who are out late with him.
Apparently.
No, he does not. He does not, but he acts like he does. Yeah, because it's okay when he does it. Exactly. Why is it okay? You know why it's okay that he's talking to people at 3 a.m.? Because they're garbage anyway. So you don't have to worry about it. It's why you one of those garbage people.
Yeah, exactly.
When I hear things like this, I know you're smart. You graduated a scientist, right? And you're pretty hip. You know what's going on. And then you guys hear this and they're like, man, does this mean I could have been doing this?
Yes. Yes, it does. Do you want to be that person is the second question.
You don't want to be with somebody that they're not with you in free will. And I don't know why I was so intent on trying to make him happy. Part of it is I saw that he was, before I broke up with him, I called his mom and I was like, your son's an alcoholic. He doesn't have a lot of friends in the city. And I'm pretty sure he's going to spiral out of control once I break up with him, just looking at how things were going. Right. So I gave her a heads up and she was like, has it gotten worse? And I said, whoa, 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 which pissed me off. Cause I'm like, you're aware of this, you know? And you know, he has a lot of other things that show he's an alcoholic. I'm not going to put all his business out online. But just even things like, I remember I bought a bottle of 151 cause we were making daiquiris one day and it was more than half the bottle left. And I went back a month later and it was like a teaspoon. So I was mad for two reasons, which is I was taught you don't put empty shit back in the fridge. Number one.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, what fucking savage raised you?
I know there was some left. I didn't know how much.
Yeah, right. I mean, like literally you had to like tilt the bottle to see the little remnant of it. And I was like, when were you drinking this? Because I'm here with you. Right. And he was just like, well, I put it in to flavor my Coke. What? Who has flavored anything with fucking Bacardi 151?
Who's calling alcohol in a drink flavoring? Flavoring.
He literally said flavored as if he was seasoning fucking chicken. What? And those are the kind of things that I'm trying to.
I go to a bar, I ask for flavored Coke.
just add a little spices, a little rum. I mean, it was just.
Could I get extra flavor and a shot of flavor?
That's, I mean, it was the most absurd shit like that. I couldn't keep liquor in the apartment because I got to the point where I was just like, I don't want to see you drunk. So then he would.
That's
just
controlling also. That's controlling you and controlling him because now you're trying to control him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was just not healthy. And you're right. It's when I look back at it, it took me a while to stop being angry at myself because I am an intelligent girl. Yeah. And, you know, and as I was going through it, all my friends were like, you need to leave. And these weren't just my outside friends. These were comics who saw him, who saw everything going on, who felt comfortable enough to talk to me and be like, you got to go. Like, come on now. And even after we break up, people come to me and they're just like, he's always at an establishment drunk like every night. I said, well, no, at least he's happy.
I don't know if it was last time or the time before you were here. I think you were talking about this guy. He didn't want your male friends to stay at your place when they were coming in and out for comedy, which mm-hmm. is like a usual thing. Yeah. People surf couches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Same person?
Yeah.
So is that a red flag now? Like, it's already, because in the beginning of relationships, you give things a pass. Mm-hmm. Not you. One gives people a pass. Do you have less passes now?
I think I want a complete opposite. So like my boyfriend now, complete opposite. I think he deterred me from dating comics because that was a big issue in our relationship. even being on the show, even being on this show, I got on the show before he did. So that was a thing. You know, if I got past the club before he did, that was a thing. If I got something, that was a thing. And he would disguise it. I'm being supportive. I'm just like, I remember he got mad at me and another comic because they asked me to host their breakout. And he had asked them if he can do it.
Stand up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, stand up. And so he didn't talk to me or the other comic. And we were friends for a while, all three of us, because we're from D.C. And instead of him just being like, I'm really disappointed, which I get, we're all in the same business. It is disheartening when you want something and somebody else gets it. I get it. He didn't talk to me for 2 days. And then he shows up at the show and he's just in the back of the room just with his arms crossed.
That's not even a good friend, let alone a good boyfriend.
Yeah. So, but
like,
I let.
But like, of course, your compassion, he's taking for granted your compassion.
Exactly. And he would just constantly spin it back on me you know, I'm doing my best to support you and you're taking advantage of me and you have all these guy friends. I'm like, I'm a comic and I'm an engineer during the day. Majority of what I'm around are men. So just by virtue of numbers, I'm going to have more guy friends. And it's not like I don't have comic girlfriends.
Can I just speak to the thing of like, you're an intelligent woman, blah, 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 mm-hmm. because that's part of the reason why people stay in the closet about their abuse is, well, I'm such an intelligent person, I'm going to look really dumb if I put this out. And I think intelligent women get abused mm-hmm. because intelligent women can handle a lot of shit. So intelligent women will go, all right, he's fucked up. But he's not fucked up. I'm just so super that like, what am I expecting this person to like do this, that, and the next?
Bring myself down.
Yeah. And so it is the intelligent women that get abused because maybe someone with less availability mm-hmm. To be able to push forward or get through things would go, I don't even have the, what is it?
Tools or anything to deal with this.
I don't have the tools to mm-hmm. hold myself up and you up. Because you're a strong, intelligent person, you go, I have the tools not only to hold myself up, but I got extra shit for my friends mm-hmm. and the boyfriend. So if you need a minute, I'm going to put some, you know, steps in front of you and you're going to keep stepping up. And I eventually think, because I see your potential, that you will step up to the potential mm-hmm. and meet me there. And I'm going to help you because I'm capable. What you don't realize along the way is that you stopped being capable a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You started taking down steps for you and he's not climbing the steps that you put down. And your intelligence is already muddled by all this other shit that he is purposefully, if not, you know, subconsciously, actively keeping you in. And so it's kind of like talking to somebody who's kidnapped and going, well, you're better. You knew where the doorknob was, right? You knew there was a window, mm-hmm. right? You knew, like, you know, to that he's going to come in and, you know, punch you, so punch left or whatever. You just can't say things like that because you're targeted and then you're held hostage. And it's a very, very strange thing to explain to somebody that, you know, NBC executives could be literally be punched in the face. Mm-hmm. And then she goes back to work. I don't remember what TED talk I heard, but this, she was running some kind of like conglomerate. I don't know. Getting punched in the face, going back to work because I'm the kind of person who can get punched in the face and go back to work.
And still handle this.
Yeah.
It's even things like, I remember the first time I did Knit in Factory, which is another stand-up thing, and it was a big deal.
And it's a huge deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal for me. It's a big show, and he said he was coming with me, so we're walking down the street, and he asked me about me dating another comic, which was before he even moved to New York. And he goes, well, if I'd have realized that me and him were so close in timelines, that you'd been with both of us so close, I would have reconsidered dating you.
Go fuck yourself.
And I'm like, this is when you want
to
have this.
Good to know. Glad it worked out, but good to know.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and I've been nervous shitless. And how that even came up is because that other comic was on the show and I didn't want to see that other comic. But I'm on a show that's a big show that I'm nervous shitless because it's a big show. And then there's going to be somebody I don't want to see on that show. And you, as a boyfriend, you're not doing anything to make me feel comforted. You're good. Cause he was mad. Cause he still has not done the show. He's upset that he hasn't, you know, so he was
pissed. And it's all
off.
About him. He thinks it's happening to him. Meanwhile, it's actually happening to you. You have to be in lineups with your exes. You have to act like a mature adult human being and not show it on your face.
Still perform.
Yeah.
And still perform. So it's things like that I constantly remember. And you're right. During the whole process, initially, I thought he was a great guy, obviously, because that's who you get in a relationship with. And honestly, I don't think he did these things intentionally. I think that was part of who he was. I think it was a matter of that was ingrained. This is how he went about things. Because I would watch how he'd interact with other people. And it wasn't just me. You know, I was watching his friendships with other people and how he would treat people and how he would dismiss people in and out of his life. And things that I'm not going to say on the show, because obviously girlfriend, boyfriend, I was privileged to know that information during that time.
I'm just going to follow Facebook.
You're not as petty as you thought.
Yeah, I know. I have lines.
Do you think these controllers enjoy it or it's just their personality?
I think that's who they, I think it goes back to that quote, hurt people hurt people. And I think he was hurt, like looking at some of the things he told me before. And I would tell him all the time, you need to go. I was in therapy for a while and it was the best thing I'd ever done for myself. And I mean, I could stand to go back because I don't think it's something where you're cured or you're fixed. I think as your life evolves, you just get hit with different challenges. And hopefully you have the skill set to cope with those challenges. But
I think people like that are reacting, and we all somewhere in us have that reaction. Like if we're hungry, we have a shitty reaction. Mm-hmm. It's not really ourselves. So it becomes you because you become accustomed to reacting like a fucking asshole.
Uh-huh.
And then you become a fucking asshole.
Yep.
But in that same way, you can undo it. If he were to take steps, then the therapist or whoever would say, take a beat before you say anything. Take a beat before mm-hmm. you react. And then you take a second beat, you know, after you get, it's a mind exercise. Mm-hmm. Just like you can pick up 10 pound dumbbells for a while. Then you add 15. So you take a beat, then you take two beats. And eventually you learn, your stupid reaction to this, nobody gives a shit about, so stop yourself.
It's funny because even if you guys were to bring, like, let's say you guys wanted to, let's do this, let's hear his side of the story, and you guys were to bring him in tomorrow.
Is that going
to
be weird?
If he would actually talk to you about that, I would be shocked.
Right.
Because no thanks, I was done with him after the first episode. You can tell him that.
Shit, I didn't even listen to you know what I laughed at? When I Googled my name, his episode came up because you guys tagged it as, and he's dating an engineer. So I know I listened to part of his episode. I don't know what happened. But if you were guys were to bring him in here, he wants to put on a very happy front.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sure. me, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. My life's messy. I'm still handling shit. That's just being a human being. Everybody in this room has shit going on.
You know, what's funny is he thought he was being that, and it was like, no. I could see you.
No, I could see
you. You can laugh through whatever you want to talk about, but what?
And he would be so much more of an interesting person if he just let that shit out.
Please, everybody would. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, just let it. And that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't necessarily want my boyfriend to hear this podcast, this specific one, because in the beginning I was talking about no one wants to hear that about who they're with.
That's what I think about also. It's not like my husband doesn't know that I had, you know, some sort of three-way and relations in general. He doesn't need to hear the details because he's not interested in it. I'm a little bit easier hearing it, but I understand why you don't want to hear like, somebody penetrated me, like, who, you know?
I came before we...
I'll tell you what, ladies. Neither of you made any story sexy. I wouldn't worry. I would let my parents hear.
Where did we lose you? Was it the pajamas? I feel like the pajamas were a good touch.
I think that's part of it. It's like, oh, I'm about to say something that like is very private and unnecessary, but you know, it's part of the story, so I guess
I need to put it out there.
Should the movie Gaslight be mandatory watching for junior and senior high school teenagers?
Oh, guys will only get ideas.
Okay.
Oh, you can do this? Oh, you have that.
Well, here's the next question. How many times do we see a woman gaslighting a man? Does that happen often?
I want to say yes, because there's manipulations that are generalized from women that are true, and that we do need to give credit to men that they do get manipulated by women. They do, you know, there are ways. Maybe it's not the same kind of gaslighting or gaslighting per se, but there are, you can use your feminine wiles. It feels more evil coming from the other side, but I'm on this side, so I don't know.
That is true.
Yeah.
When women call men pussies, that could be a trick.
I think that's true. Tell them not to cry.
You got to keep an eye open. This might sound like a dumb question at first, but after having almost a string, it seems, I only know a couple of bad relationships that you're in, when you find somebody that's nice and decent, does it confuse you for a second in the way that, am I with a pussy? Am I with not a real man? This guy's talking to me like I'm an equal.
Guy, I feel like me and you had a conversation before I came here.
Yeah?
The guy I'm with is probably one of the nicest people I know. Not that I've dated, just one of the nicest people that I know. And initially, we met on Bumble. He came and picked me up. I don't know why I felt comfortable jumping in a strange man's vehicle.
Right.
We do it every day with Uber and Lyft.
This is true.
This has more intention in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
The first two
and
dates.
And here I expect to talk to you.
The first two dates is like, you can see how nervous he was. Like, he was afraid to touch me. Like, he wanted to touch me. He wouldn't touch me. And like, kind of gave me like whack ass hugs. And I it was just the weirdest thing. Like, he kind of like did like, he left all the room.
I already love your boyfriend for the moment anyway, but those are the worst hugs.
He always sees us now. He's like, let me give you one of my special hugs. I was like, don't you dare.
It's a hug, but only the hands are touching.
Yeah, it's just like this weird kind of, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I literally was just like, I'm going to run all over this dude. Like, I am going to so run over this dude.
Were you fearful of it, or were you looking forward to it? Like, you know what? Maybe this time I'm going to sort of be in that position for a second. I'm not going to go too far. I'm not going to change my personality, but let me have a dominant space here.
I usually shy away from nice guys because I'm afraid that my personality is so strong that I'm just going to trample. Right. There was something endearing about him. Like, I wasn't even, I really hope he doesn't listen to this. I wasn't initially like, oh, there was no string of vaginal fluid coming from my vagina when I first met him.
So you were able to think.
Yes, I was clear-headed.
Well, he wasn't putting out those vibes either.
At all. Like, matter of fact, the second date he said to me, something along the lines of, if you decide to put me in the friend zone, If this doesn't work, you know, I don't mind being in the friend zone.
I would have came. Definitely... Are you kidding me? I just came. Excuse me, I have to go pee, I think.
He's like, I just feel like you should be in my life. It was a sweet. I was like, oh, that's nice. But yeah, I remember talking to another comic, Eric, and I was just like, yeah, I'm talking to this guy. And we had great conversation, text, all that kind of jazz. I was like, but he's not given me any type of sexual energy. And Eric was like, well, just tell him to come over and get nasty. He was like, just be direct. And I was like, he's so nice that I feel that if I am me, like if I go full on Ayana on him, he'll just like run. So one night he was just joking around text. He was like, I'm going to come over to your place. And I was like, all right. So he came. I had to go on. I don't live in the projects. Mm-hmm. I had to go downstairs and let him in because my buzzer doesn't work.
Were your pajamas on?
I had on all my pajamas.
Okay.
I didn't even really tidy up my apartment because I was just like, poor. I'm not fucking. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to put on this show. So it looked like someone lived in there. So he came in. I was like, take your shoes off before you come in. And he sat on my couch and I'm literally on my bed just watching TV. And he kind of tries
to. Oh, that's why you think TV works. Right.
This time I really was involved in the TV. We were just texting. I was like, I'm not doing shit. Come through. So he comes to.
Oh my God. I just realized my first date with my hubby, I was like, you want to go back to your place and watch something? That was my move.
That's key words for we're fucking.
Yeah.
That is definitely key words. That's before the Netflix and chill.
We joke that we were HBO and chill because I was like, let's go to your place and watch HBO. And I don't know what made me say HBO.
Y'all fucking.
Yeah.
That's clearly fucking language. That's what we're doing.
You and me tonight, premium channel.
Exactly. But he came over. He tried to like lay on the bed. I was just like, I know outside clothes on my bed. I genuinely just believe that. Like, right. I don't know where you've been.
I like that. I can't implement it because I'm way too much of a scuzzball. I'm like, oh, it's nice in thought. And then I'm just like, I'm tired.
Well, I'm naked in bed sometimes.
No, right. And I'm wrong. And I don't give a fuck. But
that's fine.
But you're
there's
right.
No judgment.
Yeah.
So
do you guys roll around the subway or do you ride normal?
No, but come on. When you go home and you wash your hands after you.
It's too much.
Yeah. I see the black on my hands and I didn't do it. And I wash my hands throughout the day.
Yeah.
No.
It's nasty.
Well, I don't go to your bed, Ayana, and just wipe my hands.
No.
Pillowcase to bottom.
Who actually washes their jeans every time they wear them? I don't. Do you wash your jeans every time you wear them?
No.
Exactly.
Then why? You heard about me just now. I have gone to bed in the jeans, woken up and said, you know what? I'm dressed.
That's my point.
Does it bother you that you're in filth right now?
It does not bother me that I'm in filth right now.
It doesn't bother you that you're ruining my chairs, does it?
But everybody's filth has been in. Would I sit my bare ass on these chairs?
She let him sit on the couch.
He did. He sat on the couch. And sometimes I'm kind of naked on my couch too, but I have to be. You can't be ridiculous.
Right. You have to live.
Exactly.
Compartmentalize.
Right. Exactly.
The bed is the heaven.
And I might get naked. What if I'm having sex? Women, we have, vaginas and
things
in
it.
I don't know. It just makes me weird. So that's what I'm thinking.
I'm so curious how you sleep.
Sometimes naked, sometimes my pajamas.
Right.
The infamous pajamas. I love pajama pants. So he took off his outside clothes he had on his boxers and his undershirt. And he lays on the bed next to me. And we're just, there's no kind of, I remember my girlfriend texted me. She was like, ooh, you bought it. I was like, girl, please, this dude ain't going to do no shit. Right. And then he's Indian too. So I was just like, I don't know how Indian dudes work. But like, I know black dudes, they're kind of more aggressive in my mind. Very racist and stereotypical. I don't know what I thought, but whatever.
I, as a waiter, I've had Indian busboys and they're very meek.
Yeah, but they're actually pretty aggressive is what I learned. So we're laying there and...
So what you're saying is get to know someone? Okay.
We're
just
lots of lessons. Yeah, get to know somebody. Don't prejudge. There's the lesson. That's my motivational moment for this section. So I don't even know how I ended up on my, because I think it was getting late. And I was like, well, do what you do. And I'm going to go take a nap. I don't know what I did. But anyway, I'm on my side. My back is facing him.
Yeah.
And then he creeps like on me and he's like breathing on my neck. And I'm like, and I'm starting to feel like little tinglies down there. And I was like, wait a minute. And he, and mind you, the first message we exchanged on Bumble, I said to him, yo, because I have to initiate. He wrote back, I'm 5'7", which I thought was the cutest thing.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'4". Okay. So he's still taller than me. But so he's like breathing on my neck and I'm like starting to get a little heated. So then I turn and then he kisses me. He says I kissed him, but whatever. And then I was on my period. So we couldn't do it. I mean, I would fuck on my period, but not the first time. So I was like, we can't.
In bed. It just goes to show you, you know?
So we did not fuck. We couldn't fuck for a few days, but every day he'd come over and we would like make out heavy and his hugs got way better. And then we were like counting down to like when we would fuck. Like,
how many days do you have your period?
I have a long period. I have like a whole week long period. Ooh. So it was like a good 3-4 days we had to wait.
That's your opening Bumble line.
I have a very long period. 1/4 of my life is spent bleeding.
My red tent is very, very useful.
Looking for guys who don't mind running red lights. So we finally fucked and then like I don't think we ever were just going to be fucking because he was still adamant about like, I want to take you out and do that kind of stuff. And yeah, that was...
But you learn, the point is you learn that, hey, I can, it's nice to be with a nice person.
Nice guy. It's so, yeah, that was the initial question. He is so nice. He's so sweet. And he's just like, I said to him, I was like, I feel like you just want to take care of me. He's like, I do. And like, we already make jokes that are pretty serious about like marriage and all that kind of stuff. Like, he already told me that he wants a full Hindu wedding and how many kids he wants and the whole shit, man. He asked me how I feel about being Hindu. And I was like, I'm a free agent.
Right. Hello.
Yeah, I'll take a few gods.
Look at this. Let's do this.
My man with the elephant head.
So what would you like?
Hot.
Do you feel any of the jealousy or other sort of red lights? Because you know, because some people have it just like on a lower scale or on a normal scale. Mm-hmm. Really, sometimes you're gonna get jealous that like might trigger. Like, is this the start of this thing? Or
he would make he did. We were supposed to go spend the night at 50's mansion to scout out. And 50 doesn't live in that mansion. It was like Mike Tyson's old mansion. Humble brag. But we didn't. I told him that. I was like, oh, and I was so excited because I've never been in a mansion. It was my first TV show that I'm ever writing on. So everything is just.
Is it amazing? In one day, it's almost from the projects to the mansion. Right?
You ain't shit. You ain't, don't live in the fucking project. There's a gate. Actually, my building says luxury condos.
Thank you.
I'm going to send a fucking picture. I'm sending you guys a picture when I get. I'm fucking send a picture.
It's luxury apartments right next door, a bodega that sells champagne.
You know what? There probably is, but still, it's Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn.
No projects in Brooklyn.
No, there are a ton of projects. I remember I had one guy who tried to tell me my neighborhood was hood, and I was like, you live across from the Bushwick Projects. You need to shut up all day.
Sit down.
Yeah, sit down. Have all the seats.
But you're in the mansion.
Yeah, so I told him before I went to the mansion. I was like, I'm so excited. Da, 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 da. And then he was like, what if 50 tries to sleep with you? To which I was like, what?
You think? Thanks. I mean, I wouldn't, but you think?
Little old me.
Should I say I'm one of his writers or just go for it?
Should I make him take off his shoes?
Right. I mean, it's his bed. Fuck it.
If 50 came to my place, I'm like, you need to take your shoes off. I got on him for putting his hands in a nut jar. Like, we had cashews and he came in, he was just doing this. I was like, dude.
What are you supposed to do?
We got little Dixie cups, so all your paws aren't in it. Like, everybody has to eat from it because you take the nut out and your fingers go in your mouth and you put. I'm one of those people.
You do not have fun at a party. Not with the food.
I don't.
No,
oh my God. That's why I get drunk. That's the only way I'm eating it.
My mother was like that, where, you know, like at a party, there's lots of dips. She's like, I go early. I have some of the
dips. You have a plan.
Yeah. Oh, this is so funny. She goes in early. Wait, you know, like the dips are just, everything's like just.
Flat.
Just smooth and flat on top. She goes, as soon as I dip in, whatever part's not flat, I'm out.
Yeah.
If it's not flat, that means somebody touched it. Goodbye. So she makes sure she's on time. Yeah. She dips in the dips and that's the end of the party.
If it starts looking like mountains and plains, you don't want no parts of that.
If it looks like there's holes in the dip, get a little flavor. Maybe you can try again.
Because people just be dipping. Oh, it's disgusting. Right. And they just, So yeah, it irks me.
It's a lot of navigation.
Me and Jason, that's my boyfriend, we had a whole conversation about sharing ice cream cones together.
Yeah.
Like, that was a whole discussion.
Can you imagine?
He said.
No, I mean that you even found somebody.
How many times have I told you ain't shit today?
Do you know,
is this number five?
He just got divorced. Please.
Somebody's winning in life.
Well, did you notice I'm asking a lot of social media questions about dating? But could you control a smart woman? Because I still want him smart. All right, let me mention this. Ayanna, I believe, Ayanna, that you are shit. Okay? I want you to know that. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you. You can check out her Twitter, @adookie.
I just got verified, bitches.
Oh, my God.
So what she says means something now, okay? Before you were kind of wasting your time.
You're wasting a time with a dookie.
I'm just saying.
This is the best Twitter account name in the history of Twitter.
A Dookie.
I was so funny. Before the show, I was going to be like, oh my God, I love your name. Your name is fantastic. And then I realized, like, duh, it's Dookie. And probably people always talk about Dookie, but I love the name Ayanna.
It's great.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Dookie.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, she did kind of bring that up, right? Dookie, and that's got to be kind of weird. But whatever. Ayanna's nice.
Dookie is my last name.
No, I'm just pointing out Henda's the one you should be talking about. Somebody is shit or not shit.
Dookie is a hilarious last name. And I think with the last name Dookie, you can have the right to tell people if they're shittering or not.
Absolutely. That should be your trademark.
It's your last name. Yeah. You should actually go, you ain't Dookie.
You ain't. I'm going to start telling people that.
Thank you.
That's your tagline. You ain't Dookie.
You ain't Dookie.
Oh my God.
We're changing lives here, guys.
Oh my God. We're just in time. You just got verified.
I'm telling you. I need a t-shirt.
Okay, everybody, thank you for spreading the word. Ayana, stay shitty. And we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com